Celebrated by millions around the world, the main day of Diwali was this past Monday. Here at Northwestern, Hindu students got together to celebrate the Festival of Lights. Weinberg freshman Ved Motuswami observed the major holiday for the first time away from home.
Honestly, it was very different because every time at home, you know, you have a elaborate ceremony and firecrackers and whatnot. But
Weinberg senior Arushi Tiwari said this is exactly why she started Hindu Yuva. Though the organization has chapters across many colleges, she and others brought it to Northwestern in the spring of last year.
When you're away from home, it's like really, really depressing if you don't have a way to celebrate, you know, your festivals and the way, especially the way you used to do it at home. So to have a group that like, you know, sort of has the like energy and like the willpower to, you know, bring the things that like you used to see at home to campus and like to make it happen, it's really exciting. And it's like, I'm super, super grateful for that.
The group's main event was a performance called Ram Leela, the story of Ram. In Khara Auditorium on Sunday, they hosted the Mandala Arts Group for a musical about Lord Ram's life. Lord Ram is the figure celebrated on Diwali.
I really liked sort of the like interpretation that this group was bringing to the table. Their show was like primarily dance, and it was sort of like a nice blend of like Western dance, Indian classical dance. It was a very diverse group of performers, so I really liked that as well.
Hindu Yuva transformed Khan that night, adding traditional decorations and posters informing people of Hindu culture.
But it turned out amazing. We had a lot more people show up than I was originally expecting, so that was really exciting.
Tiwari estimates about 370 people attended. She said people from all walks of life came for the performance.
I had like a lot of really like diverse people show up, so it wasn't just like people from, you know, the Indian and like Hindu communities. There was like so many different religions and like races represented. So that was really exciting. We also had like people from a bunch of different age groups. So there was undergrads, graduate students, there was like pre-professional people, there was adults, and then a lot of little kids, like people about their kids and stuff. So that's really fun.
Matusami, who is the freshman representative for Hindu Yuva, was interested to see that some of the performers themselves weren't Indian.
Performers in the troupe came from Roosevelt University. The troupe is based in Roosevelt. And some of them weren't even Indian. So I guess that just is a testament to like the multiculturality of the whole affair.
In the end, Tiwari emphasized that Hindu Yuva's mission is all about building community.
It's about having like a space where people can get together and, you know, bring things that they used to do at home, whether that was, you know, somewhere here or like around the world, and just, you know, create sort of like a home away from home for people who want it.
Matusami sees it the same way.
I think it really provides a great space to learn about, you know, a culture that's kind of not the easiest to learn about, as you know, we are a minority in this country, and you know, kind of maintain your traditions as well as have fun and gain some good mentors.
The Tiwari knows the event is of special value to those with a Hindu background. She's glad the event could also be a multicultural affair.
A bunch of us who like grew up in like Hindu families, and we, you know, we have these like traditions and like, you know, ways of celebrating things that we remember, and like we kind of want to bring that to campus, and not just to like, you know, obviously for ourselves, because we want to be able to celebrate while we're here and make this campus feel like home, but also to like share it with other communities who are interested in learning more about like Hindu traditions.
For WNUR News, I'm Justine Fisher.